As violent as mankind can be, the Earth can do them one better. And we've seen the immense solar flares, so great that the astronomers can't believe their eyes and their instruments, when the greatest we'd ever recorded was an X-20, and then we had an X-28 here last month. And, I guess it was actually earlier.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was on the, X-28 was on the 4th of November. And then on the 6th of November, there was a 6.6 in the quake in Vanuatu Islands. There was a 17.2 flare on October 25th, and 5 days later, a 7 magnitude quake in Honshu. California had its strongest quake since 1911 until the Loma Prieta quake. This quake was in 1984. On April 24th, which happened to be the very day of an X-13. And Loma Prieta in 1989 followed several X-quakes, and an X-13 came 2 days after the Loma Prieta quake.
Now, did these blasts hit the Earth directly? For example, the one on November 4th, the X-28, which would have been huge, just kind of glanced us. It didn't.
Right.
It was going out the wrong way. We were lucky. The ones that you have seen quakes, do you know if we've been hit directly?
You know, I don't know. I just, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, if you had asked, do storms on the sun have anything to do with earthquakes, I would have chuckled and thought, oh, what makes you think that? Because even today, I can't really see a mechanism.
Right.
But I have long come to the understanding that I don't have to know what's going on inside my television set to have confidence it's going to come on when I turn the knob. And so when I see a correlation of events, I don't have to understand why there's a correlation. Well, here's this other one. Here in California, that Eureka quake I mentioned, that was on November 8th, 1980, and that was the day of an X-9. Now, I've just given you three quakes in California, some of the largest we've ever had, and all were on this list of 20 of the strongest X flares we'd ever had up until 1997.
All right, so what we have to find out next time is if we get hit directly or not. Here's an example.
Yes, I'll look at it.
When the X-28 came out, were there any major earthquakes on the planet?
That's what I was, Leon. That came out in 11.4 and 11.6. We had a 6.6 in the Vanuatu Islands. It's not quite a major, but it's within 0.4.
Okay, but, all right, let me ask you this, though. Let's throw the blast out for a moment. How many earthquakes do we have generally anyway on this planet? They're always happening, aren't they?
Well, but large quakes. We get over a 6.5 about every 10 days. We get over a 7.0 about every 30 days.
All right, well, I'm going to watch this next time, Jim, with you. The next time that we get a report that a flare is on the way, let's monitor it and see what happens.
Okay.
Let's do that.
That's not really part of my seismic windows. That's another thing I'm just looking at.
Okay. No, I'm going to do that just for kicks because of this, now that you've brought it up.
Certainly, I'm very much believing that a perfect syzygies at the time of eclipses are the times of earthquakes. In 1933, the Long Beach quake occurred when we had an eclipse, same day eclipse of the moon. 1971, the San Fernando quake hit on the day of the eclipse of the moon. 1978, Dasht-e Bayaz in Iran was hit Tabas, Iran, hit by a 7.6 while an eclipse of the moon was in the sky overhead. And when I went down to see the eclipse of the sun in Peru in 1995, the guide, who was a Quechua Indian guide, speaking Spanish and English well, she said, "I'm so glad you were able to see our eclipse. We in Peru have a tradition. We watch the eclipse, and then we wait for earthquake."
All right,
and it happened the 6.2 the next day in central Peru.
And what happened when we had the eclipse on November 8th, I believe? We had a lunar eclipse. Anything?
Let's see. Well, November 8th, that was the Vanuatu earthquake.
And what was that size?
It was just 6.6.
Just 6.6.
Yeah. About that... it's pretty big, but not a great earthquake. And then a lot of times I'll find these magnitudes are increased at the end of the year when they do a summary.
Yeah.
They seldom are reduced.
They bump them up a little
usually.
Bit.
Usually.
Yeah.
And that just happened with the last major quake we had on my last window at the end of October. They called the quake in off Honshu a 6.6. And I thought, darn, it's close, but no cigar for this,
right.
this guy today. And then they raised it to a 7.0, and that was 100% hit.